Eulalia, Disc 7.
Hawkwell was almost knocked flat as he unbolted the south wicket gate. A gang of shrews and otter babes thundered by him, all agog to see what Redwall Abbey was like. These were followed by the Gowsim and Barbola's clan. He inquired of the last one in, the Squiddle Rangval.
"Is that the lot, sir? Any more to come?"
The roguish creature slammed the door and locked it.
"I sure there mayhaps be another three shortly, sir. A hare maid and two more shrews. But I think we'd best keep the old door bolted until they're sighted, in case the rats make it here first, you understand?"
The abbey's twin bells, Matthias and Methuselah, rang out the alarm, disturbing the peaceful night. Within an amazingly short time, the walls were being manned by red wallers, armed with the first thing that came to paw. Rakes, spades, holes, ladles, window poles, and a variety of odd implements. Abbot Dorcas accosted a passing shrew.
"Where's your logalog, Gosim?"
The shrew tugged his snout respectfully.
"Logalog stayed behind, father, sir. The haymaid too. They went looking for a little one who got lost."
Dorcas signalled to Friar Chandras.
"Take these guests to Cavern Hole, please. See to it that they get a full supper."
The shrew, who was Osbil, saluted the abbot with his rapier.
"Begging your pardon, father, but all Gowsham who are fighting fit will be staying on your wall tops in case of trouble."
The father abbot shook his paw warmly.
"The Gowsham have always been our brave allies. Thank you. Chandras, just take the babes, old ones and mothers to supper, but have enough food prepared for every beast defending the walls."
Abbot Dorcas mounted the wall top, where he stood listening to the conversation between Skipper Rourke and his cousin Barbola.
"I can't say for certain how many brown rats there are, Orc, but there's Horde of the Scum, and Grunt and Curdly's their leader."
"Curdly, eh? That one's been making a name for hisself round Mossflower for a few seasons now. Well, let the rascals come. Redwall's ready for him, cousin."
Dorcas interrupted.
"I'm told there's still a haymaid, plus two more shrews to come yet. One of them is Logalog Luglug. Keep an eye out for them, and be sure to get them safe inside quickly if they're being pursued by brown rats."
Skipper made way for a mole crew, who were trundling supplies of rocks, boulders and sling pebbles to the southern wall top. The otter chieftain thwacked his rudder against the battlements, shaking his head at the abbot.
"Stripe me colours, father. It ain't enough that we may have a crew of seafaring vermin on our paws, but now we got Grunt and Curdly and his gang calling to visit."
Abbot Dorcas produced a sling from his voluminous sleeve and began selecting stones.
"Ah, well, Skip, it never rains but it pours, or so they say. Let them all come, friends to receive a warm welcome and foes to get a red-hot reception, eh?"